You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. That was quick. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Okie-doke.
That was different, yeah, Sam.
Quick is good, man. Yeah, no, thank you, Sam. That's great, cool. I'm sure we will. Our nefarious plot will never be uncovered. I know that. So what the heck were we doing? We weren't doing gardening. Were we doing...
Oh, but we need
I'm distracted.
To do some.
Go ahead, Laurie. What was it?
I started to say you were talking about your generator leaking.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, make sure that, you know, here I thought I was pretty well put. Now I see that I am not invincible. And I'm having some minor concerns. I am wondering, you know, It poses questions to me that are of the quality, the kind that when you wake up at 1 and 2 in the morning, you don't get back to sleep quickly because things start to bother you. Not sure why that happens. Maybe it's because you're too distracted during the day to give anything any real intelligent consideration, whereas in the middle of the night, things look different. Things look different when your eyes are closed. Speaking of closed eyes, yeah, speaking of having your eyes closed, so there I am considering just how prepared I am. I'm aware that I'm in much better situation than practically anybody I know, but I know how insidious the deep state is, and I'm quite certain they can plan things for me that I can't. Really deal with. And so I don't really know, you know, because I don't know exactly what's coming, I have no idea what my preps would look like. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that keeps you up. But do what you can. Make sure you lay your hands on next year's seeds now. Keep them in a jar in the refrigerator, anywhere in the refrigerator, even in the freezer is fine, wherever you've got some space. If you've got an extra refrigerator for stuff like champagne and Perrier and caviar, if that's your refrigerator, put them in there because there's probably some space left in that one. Ernst & Young, one of the big five, which I think may now be the big four accounting firms, has just set themselves up with a group named Polygon to scale Ethereum. In other words, this goes through the Ernst & Young ops chain. So we find now what the mainstream media would never want me to know is that these major institutions are adopting cryptos. Now, why the heck would they do that? When the U.S. dollar is so damn good, why would they do that? Well, yeah, why? Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Always look at the hand that the magician is putting behind his back. Look at that one. They're adopting Ethereum, which is a working platform, and I've told you this before, it's not. It's a crypto, yes. It's a place to hide money from the U.S. dollar, yes. It's a place to hide money from the IRS, yes, under certain circumstances, depending on what you're doing. but it is not Bitcoin. It is a working platform. It is a functioning tool. And to that point, it is valuable unto itself because it's not like Bitcoin, except that, you know, it's a good store of value. So we have a lot of these firms adopting not just Bitcoin, but Ethereum. So to that end, let's just talk about gardening for a couple minutes. As I said, the elephant garlic, it is time in most of the nation to get it in. You've got some time down if you're down south, no time if you're up north. And if you're in the middle of the country, you're fine. I dibble it in. I made a dibble. A dibble would be like if you've got a broken rake handle or a broken shovel handle, just put it on a grinder or a sander and sharpen it to a reasonably dull point. Nothing like you would have to kill a vampire, although I do like tools that have two purposes. So what you do is if your ground is moist, is that you dibble, so you'll stick it in the ground. And in the case of garlic, you're going to go down 4 to 6 inches. It goes down pretty far, especially elephant garlic. The smaller garlics don't need to be any more than 3 or 4 down. But you just dibble a hole and you drop it in. And, of course, let me remind you, that's the point goes up because that's where the leaves come out. And the other end, the one that's kind of flattish, maybe it's got a little fuzz on it from last year's roots, that's the end that goes down. What you want them to do is sprout now and then over winter. And then, you, of course, as I think I said last week, you are responding. No, I was talking to my brother-in-law because I've been handing out elephant garlic instead of Halloween candy. I wonder which people would rather have. Elephant garlic, so you would be responsible for getting it at least some nitrogen. So I would feed it now. And then, of course, in the spring, you're going to want to whoop up on it. And you're going to want to get as much growth out of it as you possibly can before the bottom 2 or 3 leaves turn yellow, because then you got to take it back out. Put it around the edge of your bed like I did last year, because you're going to get your tomatoes in before, or whatever you're putting in, lettuce, tomatoes, whatever, in the more in the middle of the bed, and that way you can interplant. So what I saw is an interesting article coming out of a couple people, Charles Dowding out of the UK and also a local person, planting store-bought garlic. You can do it. Usually the stuff they sell at the supermarket would be the less desirable varieties. However, if you're lucky enough to be in a place where you might have a farmer's market, you would be able to find a better-tasting version, probably for even less money, and you would handle it in exactly the same way. Just take the head, break it up into individual cloves, and plant it point side up around the edge of your beds, and you would be able to do that. Some of the tastier versions, and I can't remember the names, you will find at Fillory Farms. Also, Haas Tools has got some nice soft neck and hard neck versions. A lot of them come from places like the Colville Indian Reservation. They have their own, if it's a hard neck or a soft neck. But a couple of the Indian reservations specialize in, they pride themselves in proliferate a certain species of garlic, and that becomes for sale. And they are some excellent garlics. Now, to remind you, these garlics, these hard and soft neck garlics, would be better in something like a stew, chili, anything that you're, you know, a roast. If you're going to use that to flavor meat or anything like that, these more pungent versions are better for that. If you're making something that you don't necessarily cook as long, like a spaghetti sauce that goes quick, or salads, the elephant garlic is mild. It's much better for that stuff. It's more floral. It's more mild. But they're all healthy for you. So you can, you know, it's time to get your garlic in. If you're just not gonna, you know, call up Haas Tools or one of these other people and have garlic shipped you. You can always get it where you shop. Try to get something a little unusual. I've also got from Haas Tools here my shallots. I've got a couple of interesting versions. One is a kind of an upscale. I don't like the real common ones like the Dutch and other stuff. You can get that at the store, although it's very expensive. But you should grow your own because it grows like a weed. It grows like poison ivy. You can't hardly, once you put it in, you can't get rid of it. It just keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And just about the time you think you've got it all out of the bed, oh, no, you didn't, up it comes again, which is good. You know, and everybody can use a little extra shallot. But I've got cylindra, what is it called? Oh, I'll look it up later. Two, one is a long cylindrical version. It's easier to slice. And the other is a floral upscale, both from Haas Tools. Because it's time to get your garlic in, it's time to get the shallots in. It's also time to get the daffodils and tulips in. Okay, so it is, those are all handled about the same way. This is a fall thing for you. So that would be the time to get into that. The pushing, this is fascinating to me. And if I said this recently, I apologize that I forgot it because it was in my notes, and I meant to mention it a while back, and I think we had to skip over it. We've got some people out there, you know, the bane of my existence is my start flats, the seedlings, how to make them grow quickly so that they can be put into the ground. There are people out there fertilizing twice a week, the flats, but they're using 3-3-2. That's interesting to me. That might be the way to do it. I think I mentioned that I found an acceptable version that I was using in Miracle-Gro, the inside plant spoon, which I think is a teaspoon. I was using that, even that at half strength. So that for 2 gallons, and that's working pretty well. I might also try some with a 3-3-2, but I never thought to do it twice a week. That is absolutely shocking to me. But I'll do it. I mean, if I can do 3-3-2 twice a week, maybe that's the answer I'm looking for. I will do anything that works. To that extent, other things, news that I missed, pickled red onions. I mean, the guy who used to be on, he's still a Haas, but he's running the Lazy Dog Farm now, which is, yeah, it's a weird deal. I think I told you they do gardening and all that, but it's more like a visit with their family. They all go out and dig sweet potatoes, and you have to watch the nonsense and, you know, the dog stealing the stuff as fast as they pick it. It's just bizarre. I guess it's entertaining for some. It's a good time at 5 in the morning when you're drinking your coffee and getting ready to go to work to have a quick visit with somebody's family while you're still in your pajamas and they can't see you. I'm all for that. Other fall things in news I missed. I have planted, and I got this, it was an interesting deal from Hollis and Nancy's Homestead. For the fall, he has planted something that you can get from Baker Creek Seeds. The mine are doing great. It's called Red Sichuan, as in China, Sichuan, Red Beauty Radish. What it is a large football-shaped radish that is sweet and mild and is supposed to be an excellent radish. I'm not the biggest radish fan. I mean, I've grown watermelon radishes and all kinds of stuff, which are fun to eat, but, you know, it's one of those things that it's not really nutritionally dense. It's great as a snack, but as a survival food, I wouldn't put it up there with beets or anything else. Another thing that I think is fascinating is because we're into the harvest season and I've still got plenty of eggplant out there that I need to get in. There is an interesting storage method that I see this being used quite a bit, and it's coming from that any number of sources, Food Wishes, and this guy named, I can't even pronounce it, it's Italian, like C-R-E, Lato, it's strange. He does all kinds of things like sausage or sourdough bread, or he does a lot of tapenades, which would be like a spicy vegetable, like tomatoes in olive oil, or in this case, it would be eggplant in olive oil, and he's making tapenades with them, which a tapenade would be like, a, let's say, in general, and you can do olives or whatever. It's ground up vegetable of some sort. Usually, you're going to add a little pepper to give a little pop to it, and then it goes on toast points. And it is a lot of fun as a snack. It is excellent. But in this case, I have a preponderance of eggplant that, you know, normally what I'll do is slice them, blanch them, and then they go in the freezer in slices, and we use them later. But, you know, storing in olive oil is a way to, you know, store the eggplant without electricity. And what they're doing is slicing them or dicing them like French fries, really, sweating them with some kosher salt, meaning you put kosher salt on them, put them in a colander above a bowl, letting them drain for a few hours, then blanching them, then grinding them up, and then you can look at the recipe. But essentially what happens is you'll be adding some herbs, maybe a Tabasco pepper, and then they go into a jar with some olive oil where they can be stored at room temperature. And that, to me, is, I like that, you know, the idea of being able to preserve harvest without the use of refrigerant. Hold on 2 seconds. Oh, come on. Dang it. Oh, my God. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, good. All right. I keep getting one text after the other, and it just breaks my eardrum. These people ought to know what I'm doing right now. It's been going on for years. In any case, to that extent, I find that sort of thing absolutely useful for the purposes. If you're one of those people like we are that would look to a situation where you want to store stuff. Here's another fascinating thing. Obviously, you're going to see pumpkins all over the place. There is a thing called pumpkin butter, which would be like apple butter. Actually, it would look a lot like pumpkin pie filling. It varies a little bit, but it is also stored in a jar and is used as a spread on toast. Here's another deal. My granddaughter, and I can't remember if I mentioned this last week, but my granddaughter was over here last weekend and during the show, really. And I had, I like to plan these odd little projects for them. Like I've got some birdhouse gourds I grew, and we'll sit down and have arts and crafts hour where we turn them into birdhouses, and they get to, I've got paint pens, and they can color them in any way they want, and then I'll seal them with clear wheel paint, auto wheel paint. And then, you know, they takes a couple hours or an hour or two and whatever, and they're done, and they get something. In this particular case, I soaked sunflower seeds overnight with a tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide, and I showed her how to plant sprouts. Now, she's 8 or 9, but she's incredibly smart, although that doesn't mean there aren't smart 8-year-olds, but... So what she made me do is I had to give her 2 flats, one with 1 inch of potting soil in it, a bag of sunflower seeds, and because I let her smear the wet sunflower seeds out on the flat, and we covered them and put a weight on them and put them aside, that's all she got to see. She immediately, when her father picked her up, she went straight home and they did the whole thing all over again. Now she's growing sprouts, and her idea is to get good enough at it to sell them to the neighbors. They live in a bit of an upscale neighborhood, and I am quite certain that with her precocious nature, she will actually do it.
It sounds like it. Okay, hold on, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay. You know,
well,
by the time your granddaughter gets done, she's going
to
be rich.
Maury, I got a couple of announcements to make real quick. I'd like to get out of the way before I forget them. Folks, if you'll go to ruralsurvival.life, that's ruralsurvival.life, you'll see a couple of banners there on top of the page from our sponsors. One is Extendabyte, product which Rick, Lori, and I use every day that has really made a difference in our lives. Recommend you try it. I believe it is like $70 for a 2 month supply, $69.99, whatever. And the other product, which Lori and I are in the process of installing some of their products right now, is Water Revolution. Guys, they got some great products for great prices. If you have any interest in staying alive once potable water is no longer accessible, I really suggest you click on that banner and take a look at what's there. Now, we've got stuff that's even for our county water supply system, not just emergencies, the stuff that's going to clean up the tap water here. I'm hoping to get all that installed this weekend. And we went ahead and splurged for a whole house unit also. So we'll let you know how that works. If the bottom line is, folks, if I feel physically good enough to get it all done. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Rick. Rick, please continue.
Okay. What was I? I got caught under the lawnmower. I dropped my the lid to my Sharpie, and you know, it's a nice Sharpie, and if I don't get the lid back on it, it won't be a nice Sharpie too awfully long.
That's true.
One thing in news I missed, you know, we're going to get right back to gardening, but you know, the jig is up when you see Bitcoin machines in the gas station. I mean,
oh, yeah.
What bigger hint would you need? I mean, you go in there, what? You get Tums and beer and pay for your gas and buy Bitcoin now. So, I mean, seriously? Okay. All right, so if you can't figure out what's going on now, I don't think I can help you. Pickled red onions, I think I was about to say that right before the break. I didn't say that, did I?
About 5 minutes before the break.
No, you were talking about your granddaughter and sunflower seeds before the break.
So the arrangement there will be is that would have a ready audience in Neighbors. The only problem, you know, that I see with a kid that age is that, you know, I can see them doing it a few times, and just about the time people get used to her coming around, she decides it's not fun. Although the things are so dang expensive, you know, if she's got a clamshell full of them, and she's getting $5 or $10 they sell it at the grocery store for like $4.99 for like 4 ounces. She could sell it for 8 ounces for $5, $6, $7. She'd sell out in a morning. And I don't know. If making that kind of money, maybe she would keep going. I've got a load of radish sprouts that are just now ready, and the flat of sun shoots that I planted last weekend, they are also ready. Didn't I mention last week that the storage on those things was ridiculous? It's like much longer than I thought. Okay. So moving on. So the lazy dog guy, Travis Key, did a couple things interesting this week. And one was we all got to go out and take a look at his no-till experiment. Okay. So his no-till experiment, they brought in, what'd they do? They brought in an entire tractor trailer load of compost from the cotton gin mill. And the stuff is completely analyzed. It's done properly. I mean, they're really making compost. But they brought in that tractor trailer load, and they augmented all of the beds, except they put two or three times on the no-till bed what they put on the rest of the beds. And as I mentioned before, the vegetables growing in that bed are just plain healthier and happier than the others. And that is continuing unabated. So, of course, now what he's doing, because he's not stupid, is he's talking about making, he's got 10 beds. He's talking about turning several others into a hotel. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Jim, we got a break.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of that music there, it should be time for one of the TV stations to start playing the Charlie Brown Halloween, the Great Pumpkin, the Great,
yeah.
I forget, where you wait
time
for
the Halloween music
all night. I was thinking that was about the beginning of Charlie Brown. Hey, listen, I was thinking of something earlier, especially, with regard to karaoke and me doing this show and stuff like that. I had an Aunt Grace. Now, this gal, she was this crusty old babe, grew up on a farm. By crusty, I don't mean she was literally crusty. I just mean she had some hard bark on her. But the woman sounded like she was eating chain for breakfast every morning. I mean, her voice. I mean, she was gargling gravel and broke glass. But she loved music and she loved to sing. And she wasn't afraid to do it in front of you. And, you know, that's the kind of humility that I really adore. But here was the funny thing. Even though she, man, we should have made some records before she died. The funny thing was that all of these songs that are written back in the 40s, like, you know, during the World War, these goofy songs like Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me, all that kind of thing. Believe it or not, they've all got like a little preamble paragraph, a little ditty that comes before the song, which no one ever hears. And it basically lays out the premise for the song. It's like the explanation of why the song. And all these songs had like a goofy little jingle that you would sing, and it would always go, and then he turned to the girl and said, "Don't sit right under the apple tree," and on that goes. So she knew them all, and she'd be sitting at the kitchen counter, maybe, you know, sipping some whiskey, and then she'd start in this voice, which is just beyond belief. I mean, you it's one of those that stops you, whatever you're doing, and you stop, and you look. And she starts singing this little poem that you've never, ever heard before. Even though you've heard the song 1,000 times, you've never heard the poem. And you'd listen for 60 seconds, and then she would begin the song. And you're like, "Aunt Gracie, where the heck are you getting all this stuff?" But my point would be is that, you know, that sort of humility, even in the face of, you know, somebody who loves to sing even though they can't, is absolutely hysterical to me. And I'm quite certain that there is a viable spiritual lesson in there somewhere. I'm convinced that a good priest could make a wonderful homily just using that bit of information. It would be easy for a guy who knows what he's doing. That would be picking low hanging fruit right there. We haven't mentioned in quite some time the silver situation. I know I haven't had my eye on it, but I know you have. Would you care to say something about that?
Well, as usual, the price of silver is artificially suppressed. There's absolutely no question about that. The last I looked, which I think it was last night, it was still below $23 an ounce by spot. Now, that isn't what you're going to pay for it, folks. Figure adding $5 onto that at a minimum. Okay? You know, I'll tell people what my strategy is. I do my best to buy 1 kilo a month. If I can put that much away, I try to buy 1 kilo, which is 32.15 troy ounces each month. And we put it in our storage area and we forget about it. Now, right now, in my opinion, silver is a bargain. Even from when it was $4 an ounce 30 years ago, 4 to 7, it's still a huge bargain. We're not talking about numbers, we're talking about value, right, Rick?
Well, yeah, it's, well, that and of course the insurance policy that it is against the collapse of the dollar, of course.
Right. Well, when I say, in other words, we can't buy as much now with $23 today as we could buy for $7 back in 1995.
Oh, well, yeah. But that's okay because the situation would be, now, once again, I believe I am quoting the last Cliff High Greg Hunter interview called Red October. I believe he's talking about silver coming loose somehow, and that is actually, oddly, basically with respect and in deference to the Evergrande problem, and I'm not sure Not sure how he's coming up with this. That is to say,
I'm not either.
I'm a little more suspicious of this piece of information than I am about a lot of the other stuff he said. But he is talking about silver hitting $600. So, yeah, it's going to at some point. I think it's a year or two out.
I don't think it's going to happen in the next couple of months.
Well, I forget the name of this guy's website. There's this Hindu financial guy, and he was talking about next year silver going, what was it, 22,000 an ounce or something like that.
I don't buy that one.
Well, maybe it gets clicks. You know, that's the problem, you know, that we have with the alt media. You could find the truth out there, and you can also find people who are just saying whatever the hell comes into their head for clicks. You know, so once again, we have the problem with funereal interest. You know, when you have funereal interest, the trust factor goes down. So, you know, that's right. I'll take 600, you know, if it's not going to be 22,000, 600 is fine.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the thing is about this clickbait and about people selling their own product or selling products they have a huge stake in is all you got to ask yourself is, will this headline make greedy people turn their heads? You know, and that's a rule of thumb for me. You know, and I hear about $1 million Bitcoin in 2 years.
That's
in my mind is not even worth reading. Let's see it at 100,000, then I'll start thinking about a million.
Well, yeah, that actually wouldn't be that big a deal for Bitcoin. And the reason I say that is because just since I've been kind of serious about it since last October, so it's been a year, it has gone up from 14,000, I guess, in that area.
And it's 55,000 the last I looked.
Yeah, so over the last 10 years, we have gold in 10 years, I think actually off like a 0.5%. And then you've got, I think Bitcoin is up 17,000% in the same period of time.
Up 1,100,000% in 10 years, Rick.
There you go. Thank you. I was afraid I heard that wrong, but I'll gratefully accept that piece of information. So, you know, and so why, you know, why is that happening? Well, you know, I think you know why.
I think there's a combination of reasons. One of them is we got to keep watching the Dixie. Second one is we got to keep watching the 10-year rate on treasuries, you know, and we've got to watch the actual value of the dollar, which is a little bit harder to do, but there's formulas out there to do that with.
Well, yeah, we're gonna find out, you know, how this cooks out. All we have to do is get into the last couple months of this year and then spring. And I think when you get, you know how when you're driving down the highway and you see a sign but you can't read it, but you go a little further but then you can. That's gonna be kind of like this. You know, the closer we get, the more obvious the situation is going to become. The only thing, of course, we worry about around here is whether or not you've just waited. You know, you get if you're nearsighted, by the time you can read the sign, the exit's gone. So, you know, that's the problem. That's what I worry about with the listeners is going to sit there on their hands until by the time they make up their mind, it's just way too late. You know, once again, I'm going to suggest, and I guess those of you who paid attention did this, and those of you who think that I am non-compos mentis, you didn't. But I have the the James Wesley Rawls book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It, which, when it was written, I guess in the 70s, what does it say here? I don't remember. 96? That can't be right. When it was written...
No, I think that's right.
Really? Well, the reason I say that, remember,
I've been professionally involved in emergency management since 84, Rick, working for the feds. And a lot of the stuff Rawls talks about in his books, nobody had even contemplated a lot of that stuff when I first got into the business, when I first got my sheepskin and all that. So, you know, I'm thinking it was written probably early to mid-90s. I could be wrong.
Well, here's the deal, though. The book, you know, is not expensive anymore. I think it's $12 on Amazon. But here's the deal. So I'm just gonna read to you real quick the contents, table of contents. Number one, I'm going to do these 1, 2, 3, 4. The survival mindset for living in uncertain times. Priorities, the list of lists, because you'll have more than one list. There'll be a list for food, a list for water, a list for self-defense. The survival retreat, if in fact it's not your house. Water, the deep larder, this is fascinating to me. It's a how-to on how to store bulk food. It's cool. Fuel and home power, okay? We talked about that briefly earlier. Gardens and livestock. Medical supplies and medical training. You know, there are other things, you know, beyond learning to give yourself stitches, or in my case, staples. You might also have to know how to pull a tooth. Yeah, that's stuff you want to look into. There is a book out there, I think, called When There's No Dentist.
I've got it on that flash drive I sell, Rick.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, you sent it to me last week.
Got its companion, When There's No Doctor, also.
Well, I think I'll print that.
What's 200 and something pages?
Well, it's only about, well, it'll be worth it, dude. You know, that's a half a ream of paper. I'm going to need an ink cartridge and a ream of paper, but
it'd be worth it.
It would be worth it just to get it into a hard copy. Firearms for self-sufficiency and self-defense. You know what that means. Getting out of Dodge vehicles, investing, barter, and home-based businesses. So this is what I wanted to mention earlier, and I kind of forgot. That sprouting technique that my granddaughter is doing, you know, under certain circumstances, especially in this goofy, preppy neighborhood she lives in, I'm quite certain that she could trade sprouts for any number of things. Any number.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if she runs out of lipstick, you know? She told me she's something of a fashionista, and I think I told you this. I during the winter, I said I was feeling a bit pale. She said, you know, I'm something of a fashionista, and really all you need is a bit of foundation. So, no, I didn't let her dress me up. I'm afraid of morticians. So, but anyway, I'm certain that, you know, she could go up and down the street and pick off some items that might be useful by giving away sprouts. And let's see, what is 50 pounds of sunflower seeds? 15, 17 bucks. And there's no storage problem on. We keep them in a metal can, in a metal trash can, so that it's vermin proof, obviously. We tried a plastic can. Guess what happened to that?
Chewed holes in it.
It became a colander. But you could store up a couple hundred pounds of those seeds for cheap, and from there, you know, all you need is a little peat moss and water, and you're in business. So, you know, you never lose the flat. The flat you just keep reusing. They have these flats, which are quite expensive, but they will last you a lifetime. They're not They're not the ones that you see at the plant store, which I take for nothing, but they are ones that you can literally stand on top of and nothing happens to them. You would buy them once, they're going to come out to like $10 a piece, but, you know, you'll have them the rest of your life, too. So, and it's interesting, too, I want to mention in that vein, when you buy flats like this, they also have the flat that goes on top of the flat, the 10x20 flats where you put the plants in. These things are, some of these can be called things like windstrip and other things, but they have root training grooves to make the roots go straight down so that your plants don't circle, which is makes great starts.
Cool.
Sam, what the heck are you doing? All right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Sam learned to, did Sam learn to play the piano? Maybe.
Oh, he's playing it on time.
It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
It's the American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, it's that time where we close out our show.
It is that time.
It is.
Well, Tim, to that point, I thought I sent you a picture yesterday of that Japanese Shosugiban technique that I did to that bench. Did you get that picture of that blue?
Let me look.
That blue.
What?
Oh. Well, if we have time.
Give me a second. Let me look.
In your phone, not email.
I got to get to the right place. Me and these phones do not get along.
All right. Well, I don't understand how that can be. Well, anyway, we'll talk about it next week, but there is an interesting technique you can do for smaller wooden projects like benches and stuff like that. I did see somebody do it.
I'm looking at a guy in a ghillie suit.
No, that's not it. Okay, well, we'll talk about Shosugiban next week. It involves burning wood with a torch and then taking a wire brush and taking all of the soft burnt material away, leaving a deeply ridged...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, leaving a deeply ridged piece of wood that's dying to be colored some. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next week. I'll resend the photo. Anyway, a printer to St. Francis, of St. Francis. Sorry, didn't want to scare you guys. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen, Rip. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you. Lori, you or me?
I guess me. Okay.
Okay.
As usual, please, winter's coming on, so please remember the elderly and the homeless. Also, remember our men and women in the service and their families. Keep them in your prayers. Especially keep our country in your prayers and those in charge of it, unfortunately, right now. Other than that, all I can say is believe in yourselves. Trust in yourselves. Listen to that inner voice. Take care of yourselves and your families, your loved ones. And God bless.
Thank you, sweetie. Well, folks, I don't got a whole lot to add on to what Lori said. As always, it's very heartfelt and thought out. The only thing I'd like to add is let Jesus into your life. Let God guide you to safety. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I'll be praying for you guys. But you pray for me. See you same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye, folks, and thank you, Sam.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.